Hey, I got a good text that came in. We are going to get to Norma before we wrap up, who's on the line. But I want to get your thoughts on your gut hunt. Pricing, I'm not really good at. And for a lot of years, I would keep you from saying anything related to pricing. But now that, you know, you're back in remodeling for the last 5 years, we're a little more up to date on it.
A lot of my superintendents say I'm not very good at pricing. anyway,
what's your question? This texter wants to enclose the carport, and the quote he got was $14,000, or she thought that felt kind of high, and wants our opinion on, you know, could you enclose a carport for $14,000?
That sounds kind of low. There's a lot. To be code compliant, converting a carport to a garage has quite a bit of work involved.
You can't just start putting wood studs onto the driveway that's there.
You have to demo
it, form it up, and pour a foundation to meet the height of the rest of your house. So immediately right there, you've introduced concrete into the trade or into the job. And depending on what your home is, if it's, you know, whether you're going to masonry to meet, you know, that's the nice thing about a lot of those single or double carport is they're ranch style homes. So you've got block there that you're matching and you're not doing a wood. So now you don't need a stucco contractor. But if it is matching stucco, now you've got stucco, framer, insulation.
A lot of times, you know, those carports are built post and beam construction with headers and posts, and we can get by without putting a new foundation in, but we still have to undercut the post, lay a 8/8/16 block on top of the slab, and get everything up above grade so we're not dealing with water rot and moisture problems. And when you enclose a carport, a lot of times the sprinkler system or a little side rain we'll get the carport wet, and you just kind of learn to live with it. But when you enclose it to a garage, you don't want water infiltration coming in. I mean, one of the reasons you're enclosing it is for cleanliness, keeping the cars cleaner. But you've got fire code.
That you didn't have to consider before.
Those ranch-style homes you were talking about, many times the kitchen sink had a window into the carport.
That's got to come out.
That's all of Central and South. I guess they call it South Scottsdale now. It used to be Central Scottsdale. But all those masonry 50s and 60s construction homes, the kitchen sink looked out onto the carport. That has to go.
And you had mentioned fire code. The door is probably as part of that fire code. You probably need a stronger solid core self-closing door.
1 hour rated self-closing. Absolutely.
If there was an attic access over there, that either has to come out or
get fired.
That fire code has to
code compliant,
and which could be as easy as 5/8 inch drywall. But there's already drywall up there, it's probably not strong enough to hold a second layer of drywall on top. Wouldn't want to. So you got to rip all that drywall out.
You've got to get in there and run electric. Because now that it's just a closed space, you're going to want receptacles in there, some lighting
in
there.
Well, and not only want, but there's going to be certain places that outlets have to be.
Absolutely.
The switches have to be. You've got to have an additional. Don't you have to have an additional exit point from the garage other than into the house? You've got to have another side door out.
No, I don't think that's a code requirement.
Okay. But it's a nice feature.
But it's a nice feature, yeah. So
and the garage door, you know, what's a garage door? $3,000-$4,000?
Well, for a nice insulated one with a security plus automatic operator, you're going to be in that. You're certainly going to be in that neighborhood.
So if you spend $3,000 on the garage door, if your budget is $14,000, that's 21% of your budget right there is the garage door.
Yeah. So I'm not saying it can't be done for $14,000, but I'd sure want to see and tell this texter if they want to send me a detailed description of everything that guy's doing for $14,000. I'll tell him if it's a complete job or not. I'll give him that review for
I'm
free.
I'm curious, too. 14 sounds really low.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what he's...
But the good news about that is that's probably something that you would get back if you have on a resale of the home. That's never in the cost value report, just because that's a national thing, and I don't think a lot of places
have carports.
In Northwest have carports. But that's definitely something, I think, and would give you a definite selling advantage on your street, because all the homes on your street are probably that way, and maybe, you know, 10% have garages now, you would be at a good seller advantage.
Absolutely.
So, good project to tackle. Sure. Thanks for the text, and send us a picture. We'll dive into more detail. Let's see how we can help. Norma, as we wrap up the hour, welcome to the program. Norma? Well, I guess we'll just finish Norma off air during top of the hour news break. If you've got questions between now and next week, rosieonthehouse.com. We've got a huge do-it-yourself database there. All of the contractors are listed if you need help, professional service.
Number one referral network in the state of Arizona for 12 years.
And as voted by Arizona homeowners.
Real quick, what's your takeaways from today?
Well, we have our outdoor living hour. Jay Harper was talking about fall fertilizing if you didn't get your citrus done. Now is a great time. And with the amount of extreme 110-plus record-breaking days we had, if there was ever a year they needed fertilizer, this would be one of them.
Winter lawn conversion, getting this winter vegetable garden started. I love all of those outdoor topics, man. And that means summer's over, baby.
And before 10 o'clock in the morning, it's really nice outside. You're still under.
Absolutely. 9 o'clock, we talked about dark sky and the lighting requirements required for that. Folks, if you're looking for a great something to do, go to Dolly Steamboat Dr. Sky Tours. It's a dinner cruise on Canyon Lake with Dr. Sky. And boy, it sounded like it's sold out today. They have one this afternoon, but it's sold out today. But they've got one every month. Get on the website, dollysteamboat.com, and book one. That's a great family activity. Then at 10 o'clock hour?
Well, Flagstone kind of took it over.
We
mentioned that as the most read article on our website this week. And the callers, that was what Norma wants to talk about as well. We'll fix her off air. But between now and next week, if you have questions about your home, castle, or cabin, rosieonthehouse.com.